Draymond Green goes scoreless in 24 minutes. That's the most he's ever played in a game without scoring. Guys are chuckling on the sidelines during a blowout. After the game, Draymond is yucking it up with DeAndre Hopkins, changing jerseys, which is fine, It happens. But it's funny it happened last night. I think we can all agree we're past the point of acting like nothing's wrong, right? We're all past that point. We know something's wrong. And the reality is this. What do you do now if you're the Warriors? To me, there's three things you can do. Nothing. Just let it play out. See what happens. Play some more games. Get an assessment. Or you can try to nip this in the bud, which I guess would include making some decisions about personnel. But I think the thing I'm realizing more than anything is this is really about Draymond Green. That's the way I feel. And if let's take two extremes right now, Guru, as we look at Draymond Green, if one side of the spectrum is do nothing, okay, and the other extreme of the spectrum is trade him, what's in the middle? What's in the middle that could be done? Because I don't think he can do nothing, but I don't think you want to move him, at okay. least not right now. I think that's what I'm getting at, Guru.
Well, I don't know how injured that toe is. I just know toes have ruined careers. I go Deion Sanders, the turf toe. It ruined him. Draymond Green played 24 minutes. He took three shots, Steiny. When you look at his line, he didn't scratch. He did not score. My point is, what is this about now? Is this about three-peating, or is it about courting Kevin Durant and keeping him for the future? I don't know what the end goal is. And when you hear the head coach say, spiritually, they're damaged, that's bigger than basketball. That's bigger than X's and O's. That to me, is very concerning. And here I go. The lack of inside scoring to me is more apparent to me that it's a problem, because now this team has become a one-trick pony. And I'm looking at Damian Jones. I'm looking at Jordan Bell. They're getting nothing inside. And my point is, if Dre, Clay, and Steph, KD, aren't clicking, Steiny, this team's easy to beat. And I'm going to give you this. The Rockets played a C-plus, C-minus basketball game, and we're up by 30. This is a big deal. And you ask me, Guru, what do you mean by this? Steiny, I don't know. Because this could be five things.
Yeah, it could be.
I'm baffled.
It could be dozens of things. Could be dozens of things.
What concerns you the most?
What concerns me the most? Well, this is always when it's like, well, nothing concerns me about it. I'll talk about it,
okay,
and it's
right.
great to talk about. Now, if you're saying, if you're Bob Myers,
right.
what concerns you the most? I always think that the team, and I'm sure of this, the team's further along here than we are. In other words, we're saying this happened, this isn't good, can they get over it, will they be able to put it behind them? The reality is, inside those walls of that facility, this has been going on for a while. So, is this the last straw? I don't know, because we don't know how much it's built up. Yahoo Sports, check this out, Goo. They're reporting that one of the things Draymond said to Kevin Durant was essentially, get out, we don't need you, we won here without you, just leave.
Damn!
Can you put that back in the bottle?
No.
Can you unring that bell?
Nope. And can I just say something to you?
We've got a serious problem.
And I believe Draymond doesn't want to take it back. Like, there was some relief that he put it out there and publicly everybody knows, Steiny. Because he's feeling some type of way about how KD has handled this pending free agency.
No doubt.
And he is not sorry. So he's almost like, let the chips fall where they may.
It feels like that right now. 888-957-9570. You know the drill. You guys are included in this conversation. What do you do? Is it about Draymond Green mostly? And if it is, what do you do with Draymond Green? Do you just hope it goes away? I just don't think that works. I don't think it works. I don't think this is something that you can just kind of play through. It's obvious. The Warriors just went into Houston and got blown out of the building. I know Steph Curry didn't play.
He was there.
Nevertheless, you were down 30 in a game where James Harden was 8 for 23. 8 for 23, and the game was never in doubt. They go to Dallas tomorrow.
I don't know what to think.
I don't know what to think either.
And I have to say this, Donnie.
Yeah.
People are coming down my road because last year you said, you know what? The Warriors are battling complacency. And they were. This is totally different.
No doubt.
This is Nightmare on Warrior Street. This, I mean, seriously, this is about, I don't like that guy. I don't want to play with him. And you're going to throw something at me? But I'm telling you, I woke up with something on my heart. What if the Warriors shocked the world and shop KD? Which you know would bring something back and kept the homegrowns together. My point is, how do we know that's off the table? Why is Draymond the one that if something were to happen, how do you get this back?
I don't know. And I don't know that answer. I do know that let's just hypothetically look to, can't believe I'm saying this. If you look to move Durant, well, I'm sorry, but you still have a Draymond problem. Because then Draymond apparently has so much power that he can get Kevin Durant off the team. I think it's more likely the other way, where the team right now is saying, can we keep moving on with Draymond if this continues? Again, I know there's going to be people out there that are saying, look, they got into a fight Monday. It's Thursday. They got blown out. It's not the end of the world.
National TV.
And you're right. It's not the end of the world. But this is, again, where I think teams are way ahead of the public and the media. This isn't something that has caught the Warriors by surprise, I don't think. I think it caught them with how incendiary it became in a hurry. But Draymond Green, we all know who Draymond Green is. We just do. And one thing I've been hearing is Draymond has been allowed to do a lot of things in this organization without many consequences.
When Kerr says, I wouldn't change a thing about Dray.
Yes. I mean, this is the latest in a lot of things with Draymond. I'm sure many of which we don't even know about. So what do you do if you're the Warriors? You just sit tight right now, assess everything, take a look at how people are acting, how people are playing, and work in a very deliberate manner. They might do that. But if the problem is as big as it seems, and I think it seems like it's a legitimate problem.
I wasn't there. I'm there now.
Well, then it can't continue, right? I mean, it can't continue. I'm not really sure. Is this thing fixable? I don't know.
And what did Kerr mean by spiritually? He didn't say damage. They were struggling. Why would that word come up?
Well,
because we thought this was unity and brotherhood. When you say, so he knows, what's the guy in the Bible?
Of course, there's a lot of guys.
Judas.
That's the guy who betrayed
Jesus. Yeah, so is there one on this? Is somebody in a Warrior uniform feeling like their teammate is that?
I don't know. I think it's legitimately a fair question. Is this thing fixable? You just let it play out. You try to nip it in the bud. How do you handle this situation? Because for the first time in the Steve Kerr era, we've got a situation. 888-957-9570.
The game of the year is on Monday night. And you can hear it only on 95.7 The Game. The 9-1 Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes to the pylon. Touchdown.
Against the 9-1 Rams.
Todd Gurley dives. Touchdown.
It's Monday Night Football.
Let him go.
Kickoff at 5 p.m. only on 95.7. The Game. Steinmetz and Guru continues on 95.7. The Game.
Rockets 107, Warriors 86. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it wasn't even that close. Warriors are down 30-plus in this game. You can't tell me something's not going on. I think we're past that. I think we all know that. By the way, just one note. Just because it was brought up about, is it possible Kevin Durant would be traded? He's basically got a no-trade clause. It's not a no-trade clause, but he's got to approve anything.
He's got like that bird action.
Yeah,
huh?
He can approve. Yeah. He's got to approve.
But, Stoney, I know that's not probably likely going to happen, but it makes you think if this team is looking for a soul again, that anything's feasible. And I just hate now that I turn on 696 or 698 CSN Bay Area.
Right.
That I'm not watching the OJs or this brotherhood. I'm watching guys play that kind of not like each other. Like if we were doing a show and people knew we hated each other.
Right. I know.
I might go through the roof, but you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. I do know what you mean. And that's why this has been going on for a while. How do I know that? Because if it hadn't been going on for a while, it'd be over. It would be over by now. It would have been game, altercation, move forward. But it's not that. Let's go to Dre in Oakland. What's up, Dre? How you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas? Love what you guys do. Love the show. I'm going to call you guys my guys. You guys are my
Thank
guys.
You.
Wow.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Hey, but with this situation, I may or may not disagree with you for this. You know, I absolutely love it. I love all of it.
Wow.
Draymond, I back Draymond.
Gotcha.
Draymond is that guy you invite to Thanksgiving every other Thanksgiving. He's going to bring up the stuff, you know, that might ruin dinner, but, you know, at the same time, you need to be talking about.
Wow.
I mean, here's the thing. You know, we love Durant. Love what he's doing. He's like that girl whose beautiful relationship's going good, but then she tells you, you know, I might leave you in a year, and 2 weeks later demands that you buy her a car. It's like, no, it's not, you know, I don't know where your loyalty is. So here's the thing. OKC tried that, the approach that let's keep it nice.
That's true.
Let's not piss them off. Maybe that didn't work.
True.
He left. So I don't mind Draymond putting the rat on the table. And you know, bringing it up, putting a little pressure. And if you be honest, I think the Warriors organization even appreciates it a little bit. They'll never admit that. But at the same time, we don't know what he's going to do. So he's calling his loyalty out. Draymond's like that. He's like, I need to know if you're a friend or foe because I don't go in between. I love it. You know, I think it can work out. But I'm okay with it. It's something he created. He has to be okay with that. He has the right to choose, but that's how Draymond rolls. If we can't say we love him and then this comes up and then we're against him, I'm rolling with Draymond all the way. Nothing against Durant,
right?
But I like how Draymond rolls. I'm with him.
Thanks, Dre. Appreciate the call and some terrific
one-liners. That was wow.
By the way, coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to do play of the game. Tell me the play of the game from last night's Warriors-Rockets game. You got a chance to win $100. We're going to do that in about 10 minutes. I'll let you know. Let's go to Alex in San Francisco. What's going on, Alex? Alex, let's go to Double R in Milpitas. Double R in Milpitas.
Guys, I love the show. You know, I kind of wanted to, you know, give you my thoughts on this whole thing. You know, it seems like there are circles out there that believe that that KD's out after the season.
Right.
Bruchard was on the previous show you guys had, and you know, if that is the case, I mean, let's look at this. the organization basically hung Draymond out to dry.
Right.
He resurrected this. He helped resurrect this franchise. And if KD does walk, Draymond's the type of dude that's not going to forget this. He's not going to be like, oh, you guys did me dirty. Now I'm going to go ahead and re-sign with you guys. He's going to be out after this, man. And if that happens, this whole thing is done.
Thanks for the call, Double R. I want to say one thing that I'm Double R said they hung Draymond out to dry.
Suspension, Steiny.
I know, but I really think it wasn't. And I'm not saying Double R said this. I don't think it was that calculated. I think Kerr, Myers, Lacob got together and just said, we can't have this. I mean, we can't have this.
But it seems that he didn't get suspended for the verbiage of the B word. It was talking about his pending free agency.
Yeah.
So if that's what it did, then the elephant in the room is the higher-ups are like, dude, you can't mess with the golden goose. And KD is the golden goose, and Draymond has a problem with it. I thought it was the B word. I'm like, hold on, these are pro athletes. It's about we can win it without you. Draymond's got to be hurt.
It's Draymond saying,
he's got to be hurt.
Get out. Get out then. Leave.
But management's saying to Dre, you can't talk to Madonna like that.
Well, he can't talk. He shouldn't talk to anybody like that. Who's Draymond Green to tell anybody, get out of here?
But is that a suspension?
Yes, I think it is. I actually do think it is. Now, the problem is, 2 years ago in Oklahoma City, Draymond Green has to be physically restrained from going after Steve Kerr at halftime in the locker room. And there was no penalty. There's no penalty. There wasn't any consequence. So I think they're trying to. Maybe the cat's out of the bag.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe the cat's out of the bag, and they're trying to jam it back in there, but it's too late. Andy in Novato. Hi, Andy.
Hi, hi, Matt. Hi, Guru. Love you guys. Just love you guys.
Thank you.
You know what? You just said it, Stein. He kind of stole all my thunder. Starting back in OKC 2 years ago, they always said, Draymond, we love his spirit, but, you know, we can't change him because that's what we love.
Right.
Okay, let's say he was our teenage son and he was playing ball. We love your spirit and all, but you would have sat him down and said, okay, it's great. You know, the coach loves your spirit, but nobody wants you getting six technical, embarrassing the program. You're acting like a spoiled brat. Nobody would have let that continue. They never, ever, ever gave him any consequence or tried at all to control him. And Drew just said, hey, it's great that he put the rat on the table. Well, let's just look at that for a minute. If you say, Durant, we need to know, you're holding us hostage, you got to tell us. Okay, that's fine.
Sure.
But you don't say, you're a bitch, we won without you.
Yeah, you don't want to use that kind of language. Now, that didn't get on, right? Oh, good. Yeah. I kind of liked where he was going.
I'm thinking that's one that you can roll with. The FCC, you're good.
Nah. You know why?
I'm going to look in the handbook, I believe, because I think I heard Ho say it.
I'm not going to say
it. Okay, me neither.
I'm not going to say it. You can't say that. Because, you can't say it. Well, I mean, that word in and of itself. Okay, never mind.
Hey, real quick, from the 4-5, I find this interesting. The team's moved on. The media hasn't.
That's BS.
That's why I read it to you. I knew that was going to get you.
Oh, really? Did it look like the problems moved on last night?
There you go. They were smiling down 30. That's never happened.
Right.
No Colgate when you're losing and you're the Warriors and you got standards that you set in the Steve Kerr era.
You're right. And the one thing we didn't even have,
talk about. Changing Hopkins' jersey? Was that the time?
No, I don't think
you
it
just
was
come
time.
Off suspension.
I'm not gonna make a huge deal out of
I didn't
that.
Like it.
But I'm just gonna. That's just another thing that
people take note
thrown
of.
Thrown into the pie of this.
Oh man!
A reporter went up to Durant and asked him about his relationship with Draymond.
Oh,
and he said, "Don't ask me that
dude,
again."
Dude, like his fist was balled.
That was Mark Medina who asked that question for the Bay Area News Group. Here's the other thing that I wonder. I just wonder if it's also a piece of all this. DeMarcus Cousins.
Give it to me.
Did you, like, I'm not saying you did it because of Cousins, but Cousins has a reputation of being a little bit volatile. So you had to set the precedent now with Draymond so that Cousins doesn't see you can get away with anything you want here. It's just a theory. Fred's on 580. What's up, Fred?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Look, I really got to side with Draymond because Draymond is a part of the beginning what now has this culture that's been created, this culture of winning in Golden State that's been created under this new ownership. Kevin Durant, his skin is too thin. He's shown to have rabbit ears. And for him to, it seems almost like every other year since he's been here, he's holding not the franchise hostage. I know someone else said this.
Right.
With his impending free agency issues. This year really and truly should be about trying to win third championship in a row, trying to shut down Oracle and make that transition over across the bay in the Chase Center. And for him to have taken the approach of free agency like he's taken it, it's terrible. He should have taken the approach like Kyrie did at the beginning of the year.
Right.
And I think if that would have been the case, I think all parties involved would be happy if he left after the end of the year. But at this stage, I can understand Draymond's frustration. For you to be able to think that this new culture of winning, this organization that was intact before you came, basically revolves around you, and you got guys that were drafted like Draymond that put in the work, for them to have to basically be, for them to have to cow down to you and for them to have to walk on eggshells around you, that's wrong. And I'm really surprised that this organization allows this to become public with the way they handled it with the suspension and so forth. So for me, I can see Kevin Durant going. I appreciate him winning those titles, but I'd really like to see him go and then for the Warriors to get back to the original strength and numbers when they won the first title.
Fair enough, Fred. Good stuff. Good stuff. I don't necessarily agree with you, but it's a valid point of view. Let me give you, and let's do this. Let's take caller three. Caller three right now. Tell me the play of the game from last night's Houston Warriors game. Caller three, and you'll get a chance to win $100 if you know what the play of the game is. Caller three. Caller three. Let me run this scenario by you. Let's say Draymond, over the course of the last two or three years, is wearing the franchise out.
All right.
You know what I mean? He's just wearing it out. There's stuff we don't know about. It's getting worse. And so when the Warriors look at what happened, it's not the first thing to them.
Okay.
They know there's a bunch of stuff. To us, it's kind of like the first thing. It's an incident. Ooh, how are you going to handle the incident? If the Warriors are already further along in, like, geez, Draymond is really getting out of control, or whatever, when he comes out and does his press conference and says, I'm not gonna change, then that's a problem.
No doubt.
I think it's a problem. I get it. You need his fire. We've gone through this for 5-6 years. We all know it makes Draymond who he is. That's great. But at some point, you cross a line, and it's not good. It's detrimental. And you can't just say we're going to live with something that's wrong because when it goes well, we win. I don't think you can play that way.
And to me, the whole point of the suspension was hoping that Draymond got it and you know, would change or try. And when you hear him say just what you reiterated, I'm not going to change. It's like the suspension was a waste.
Now, here's the play of the game.
All right, time for our play of the game. Let's go.
Time. You know what? I almost had it right. I almost did it right this time. Tony in San Jose. What's going on, Tony? How you doing, man?
Oh, hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
What am I now, Steven? 1-for-14 on these or something? I think I got one right a couple weeks ago. All right, Tony, what was the play of the game from the Rockets-Warriors last night?
From the very hard-to-watch game last night, it was a right-hand slam by KD off a Draymond Green assist.
Harden gets low. Jones trying to keep him to the right hand. Forces him right. Lost the ball on the way. Harden ends up on his backside. Here comes Draymond Green. Throws to Durant on the break. Right-hand dunk for KD. Draymond with the assist.
Well done. Well done, Tony. $100 coming to you. Stay on the line, and we'll get all your information. Play the game.
Not that many.
No, there
aren't. And Houston didn't play well.
No, they didn't. They did.
I'm going to say something to you.
Well, hold on real quick. Yeah. Phone lines are now back open. We shut them down because
of
the contest. But 888-957-9570 to get in on the conversation. What do you do with Draymond Green? What do you do with this situation? Go ahead, Goo.
Why didn't Quinn Cook start last night? I thought it was a desperate situation because of everything that's going on. The urgency was to go to the quote-unquote death lineup and put Iguodala in there. I thought Kerr was grasping, and it didn't work.
I don't mind that because
he knew he needed something. Yeah, car needed jump.
I mean, the one positive I took out of last night as it pertained to Kerr is he's not snow jobbing anybody.
Wow.
He's not. He says it's obvious. But it is obvious. So the mere fact that Steve Kerr says we've lost it temporarily. It's, again, more proof that there is something going on here. What we try to do right now is figure out how much is going on and whether it's fixable. Is it fixable? That's the question I have. You know, had the Warriors come out last night and won by 15 or 10 or 15, that would be one thing. But they got embarrassed. They got flat out embarrassed. And I understand their record without Curry is not nearly as good as their record when other stars sit. But I want to say they won 40 games without him. I think they've lost about 60. But I mean, they still won 40 games. And they still have Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Kevin Durant. So
where's Klay in all this? Am I wrong to just bring that up?
No, you're not wrong to bring it up, but my answer would be Klay is at least being Klay. This is who he is. We know that he doesn't like that. He doesn't want to deal with this crap. Now, could it get to the point where even Klay would speak up or do something?
Or what about when it's after this season's up? If he's tired of what's going on?
Hey, I didn't even think of that, but I think you put that in the big ball of ugly stew. I really do.
It's damn sure not helping it.
What is it?
This drama, and we don't know what he thinks about Draymond. I'm just saying, man, there's so much uncertainty, it's enough to make you pop an Advil. They better play tomorrow night in Dallas.
Well, you know what, Guru, I was thinking, and I said this before, I think Durant's leaving. I thought he was leaving before this ever happened. But what's starting to cross my mind now is, could this be affecting Klay's free agency, like you said?
Wow.
You put that seed in my head, Guru. Wow.
It's real. And I'm sure Kerr and management are thinking about it.
Well, listen, Klay loves to be here, all that kind of stuff. If this thing gets awkward and this thing gets split up or somebody leaves, and I think all of a sudden Klay Thompson leaving is fair game. I know it sounds crazy, but I can tell you this. The one thing I feel like we know about Klay Thompson is he would rather go to a situation that he loves
and be quiet.
Than make some extra money. So I think if he sees the writing on the wall here, that it's not going in the right direction, I think he'd be crazy not to re-entertain his options. Let's go to Mike in San Bruno. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Guru Steiny. Thanks for taking the call. I enjoy the show every day.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to, first I wanted to point out two things. The first thing is that I think Draymond, I mean, over the year, he's got a lot of leeway with the organization. Even hear him about how he's even involved on, you know, drafts
right.
and this and that. So I think Draymond just got really comfortable. And when you get really comfortable, you just say whatever. And, you know, I'm just like, oh, fine, I don't feel any remorse because I'm Draymond and I've had this foothold in the organization. That was the first thing I was going to say. The second thing I was going to bring up was an interesting parallel in the past where, Kevin Durant likes to associate with alpha dogs and have a tight bond with these alpha dogs. But just like maybe like a crazy ex, when you break up with that alpha dog, they're going to go off. And Draymond doesn't hold back.
Right.
I think the only difference is that when he left with Westbrook, he didn't know. Westbrook knew by text or something like that. But if it came out during OKC season that he was going to leave or that he was thinking about leaving, I think Westbrook would have went the same way. So now thinking backwards, is Westbrook that crazy after all? That's the question I have.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point, Mike. Thanks for the call.
You know who I just thought about?
Who?
Champagne and Nuts, Clay Thompson's dad.
Okay.
If we were to get him on and just ask him what he thought about this. He's been on before.
Okay.
I'm random, but would he be on? Like, what's he think? Oh, no big deal, or?
I think he'd probably downplay it. He'd probably give you the old NBA line of, I've seen a lot of things.
Yeah, okay.
I remember when Magic and Kareem got into a fight or something.
I will
like
tell
that.
You this. A lot of relationship stuff is being thrown out.
Bigger.
This is not you slept with my girl. Because that, Steiny, when that happens, it can't be rectified. This is not that. But still, you know, Avison, we're a little nervous.
If you're a Warrior fan?
Yeah.
Yes. I would be. By the way, John Dickinson's going to come up at 11:30. John Dickinson, 11:30. Always like talking hoop with him. I'm just wondering, are there any Warrior fans still out there saying you guys are still making too big a deal with it?
Are you monitoring?
That's
over.
Yeah. It is.
Might
over.
Be one or two people out there. It's okay. Yeah,
because
this is real.
I know it is real. It is real, and.
We haven't even talked about the game, actual game.
I don't want to talk. They stunk. Draymond Green played maybe the worst game in his career. Coincidence? Really? You're going to say coincidence?
Or, Steiny, what if I ripped out this mic, got on that mic, and told you, wake me up when Cousins and Curry are playing? Like nothing else matters from a basket. No! This team has set the standard that KD, they can ride on KD and Clay's back and Dre's. We can't wait to hit the pause button for that. But I think some people are in denial to where that's when they're like, wake me up.
I don't know. I mean,
it's a good nap thinking about, okay, yeah, Cousins and Steph, that's the real Warriors. Everything will be fine.
Everything will be fine.
Bob Marley.
You tell me.
No, everything will be all right.
888-957-9570.
In the midst of the locker room drama, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr joins Damon Bruce.
They've won championships together. They've been teammates now for, this is the third season. They're teammates on the Olympic team. So, you can draw your own conclusions.
Steve Kerr. Damon Bruce. Today at 4, only on 95.7. The Game. Steinmetz and Guru continues on 95.7. The Game.
From the 925, enough. This is ridiculous. Wait for Curry to come back and watch these problems fall back where they belong. Changing the channel, guys, because for 40 minutes, you guys are talking about the same thing over and over. Let me tell you something. We're not talking about the same thing over and over. You know what we're talking about? How the story continues and it changes. You want us to not talk about it? Then go out and beat Houston last night by 12 points.
On national TV.
How about if Draymond Green scores a bucket? That would be kind of normal. The people out there that say we're talking. No, we're not. We ain't talking about the same thing.
Or blaming us.
Well, those people are ridiculous. Apparently, there's some ostriches in our audience. Just burying your head in the sand. This is not the same thing over and over. The game on Monday happened against the Clippers. Draymond suspended for the next game. Here he comes back to join the team, and they stink. Last night. And Steve Kerr says we're broken spiritually. So you tell me what we're making up. We haven't talked about the team being broken spiritually. Guess what? That's a new one. That's a new one from Steve Kerr. That deserves to be talked about. The bench. Guys laughing on the bench. I haven't seen that in a 20-point loss with this team. That's new. That needs to be discussed. So, hey, if you don't like it, I got you.
It's called reporting.
I get it. Let's go to Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, man, you know, you guys can, I understand why you guys are talking about this a lot. I mean, you have to, you know, you guys are the only show that I will even listen to, you know, the same thing over and over. You know, I love you guys. But, you know, once the Warriors go on this winning streak coming up, you know, this will almost be forgotten.
Okay.
You know, so I'm not worried about them. I mean, you know, all teams go through something like this, you know. So at the end of the day, you know, these guys are buddies. Everybody fights sometimes, disagreements, et cetera. So at the end of the day, nobody's getting traded. Clay's not going to leave. Because where else is Clay going to go?
Lakers.
Deal with LeBron James, Mr. Drama King, and LeVar Ball's mouth problems.
I haven't heard much of LeVar Ball.
Dude, I'm getting worried.
You got to be honest. We haven't heard much about
LeVar
Ball.
What happened? How much did they pay him off?
Well, LeVar Ball did say he'll coach the Lakers team with his eyes closed last week. So his mouth is going to be coming. Trust me. You know.
All right.
That's that. And he's not going to no Lakers. There's a lot of drama over there. So.
Appreciate it, Antonio. I love these people that are saying we're making a big deal out of it. Of course we are. It's the topic of the moment.
Of the season.
It is so funny. It is so funny, these people, that they're like, that's enough of this. Don't talk about it. So what do you want? We're not supposed to talk about the Warriors getting hammered last night? What, did we not talk about
that? They were down by 30.
Yeah, okay, we'll not talk about it. Let's talk about the 49ers. Yeah, okay.
They got to buy.
Let's talk about the Raiders. Please. What, do you want to talk about the Giants? Get out of here. Be delinquent if we're not talking about that. Be absolutely delinquent. And you know what? You know why we're not going to stop talking about it? Because there's something there, whether you like it or not. How big it is, I don't know. But it's there. And it continued to be there last night. Jada, East Palo Alto, how you doing?
What's going on? What's going on with y'all? So I just had two quick points that I wanted to make, if I can get a quick minute. So first off, what to do with Draymond? I'm keeping Draymond. I'm not getting rid of Draymond. You know, we all know, you know, KD is a great player, and I love KD, but when it comes to who's more important to this team, like I'm taking Draymond over KD all day long. And the thing is like the pulse of like all Warriors fans. I'm not saying every Warriors fans, but most Warriors fans, like we respect KD and we love what he's done for the franchise. But we're not at all like sad to see him go if he leaves. Like we like some of us actually. We're ready for this because we're ready for it to get back to, you know, how it was, you know, before.
Right.
And my last point that I wanted to make, I was listening to the show earlier before you guys, Joe Lo and Dibs.
Sure.
And they were talking about, you know, with the comments that Charles Barkley made. And I just wanted to say, you know, Charles Barkley, I mean, he's just a Warriors hater.
What did he say exactly? I didn't hear that one.
Well, I guess what he said basically the notion is that once KD leaves, that the Warriors are going to be no good. He basically said once KD leaves, KD is the reason for the Warriors dynasty, which is like total like baloney. Like we like 73 wins, KD wasn't on the team.
Right.
Championship in 2015, KD wasn't on the team. So and then Joe said something about he said he kind of agreed. Because he mentioned something about going into the next season and going into Chase Center, and he said you want to go into Chase Center with some sizzle, and like basically saying that without KD, the sizzle is going to be gone or whatever. And I totally disagree with that.
Yeah, I do too.
Steph Curry
brings all the sizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, KD is a great player, but he doesn't, like, bring, like, any sizzle or anything like that. So I just think the whole notion of KD, when KD leaves, the Warriors aren't going to be anything. Like, I totally, you know, don't agree with that.
And I agree.
People are also forgetting that Steph is not playing right now.
No doubt.
All the drama and stuff that's going on. But, you know, another huge factor is that Steph Curry is not playing. And the stats show that the Warriors are a better team when Steph
right.
plays and
no
KD
doubt.
Doesn't versus when KD plays and Steph doesn't.
Gotcha. So, yeah, no doubt, Jay. There's no doubt. There's no doubt the numbers show that they have trouble winning without Curry more than any other player on the team. I haven't heard it, so let's take a listen to what Barkley said about nothing.
The Warriors know if they lose Kevin Durant, they're not going to be contenders anymore. They're moving into a brand new building next year. They've got to do everything in their power to keep Kevin Durant. Listen, Clay, Steph, and Draymond, if they move into that new building and they're charging $25,000 a seat, it ain't going to be sold out. The reason the Warriors are a dynasty is because of Kevin Durant. Plain and simple.
Oh, stop.
They wouldn't have won the last two championships if they didn't have Kevin Durant.
You're killing me.
So they're moving into a new building, and this is what they said. Listen, you shut the hell up. We need this guy. We're going to spank your hand and suspend you for one game. Because, Ernie, everybody know anything about basketball. The Warriors are not going to win without Kevin Durant, especially going forward.
You heard Shaq in the background. We're going to credit TNT for that. That was from
that
TNT.
Was he said, you sound what, crazy.
Well, what?
They've won without him, Charles,
right.
Chuck.
But that was 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
Well,
they went to the finals. They didn't win.
Here's what I'm saying, and I said it before. If you take any one of these four stars off the Warriors, I don't think they're going to win it either. But I'll say the same if Draymond dropped into the ocean and wasn't on this team, they wouldn't win it. If Durant dropped into the ocean, they wouldn't win it. If Clay I don't think they can win it without one of these players, and it doesn't matter who it is.
So let me just give you
my opinion.
No, and that's what we love. I invite Steph, Clay, and Dre over to my house for dinner. I say, fellas, if you lose Clay, KD, could you win it? I bet all three to a man know they look forward to that challenge, and now that's probably why Steph went over Draymond's house to kind of just soothe him, calm him down, and let him know, I believe them three know that they can win it again without KD. I'm just throwing that out there. If we see that, I don't know, but I would love to see it.
What?
But you sound like Chuck a little bit like, you know, if they lost KD in this current climate,
I feel
that they couldn't do it. Who would beat them?
I don't think they could do it. Boston will get them in the finals. Somebody will get them in the finals.
But see, that's my point. They would get there, though.
Getting there ain't winning it. Getting there ain't three-peating.
I would love to see it. I yearn to see that.
What?
The original Warriors, see if they can do it as is now without Kevin Durant.
They're not going to be able to do it next year.
I know they're like, together, hey, brother, we let you come get two final MVPs.
By the way,
remember where you came from.
Why would Charles Barkley talk about something that's not going on? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I mean, huh.
How'd that make the...
Huh. There's a segment of Warrior fans out there. Oh, you guys blowing this up. Really?
You didn't like my Shaq.
They're talking about it on TNT.
They're talking about it everywhere.
Thank you.
You didn't like my Shaq.
What?
When I said, Stoney, I don't know.
Let's go to Suzette in Oakland. What's up, Suzette?
Oh, good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey.
Doing well?
Good. I was kind of like talking about Kerr. You know, I think he's the one that's really spiritually broken right now. Honestly, I've never seen him like this. And, you know, I think he needs to just step it up. You know, like they said, you know, they didn't play well last night. The bench didn't play well. But it starts with him. And I didn't see any fire with him. And, yeah, they were laughing, you know, on the sidelines. And it's like he needs to go over there and say, you know, we weren't down by very much by halftime. It's like you're getting paid to coach. You need to coach. And I didn't see that. And to put the rat on the table, like Guru says, it started from the beginning when it was the groundbreaking for Chase Center. How come my Splash Brothers weren't there? Now, they're not mine, but it's right. Like, how come, you know, Draymond wasn't there? And when, you know, Katie came in, that was great and everything. But it's like, you know, it's like the Splash Brothers took, you know, a back seat. You know, it was like Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, Batman and Robin. And it's like, no, we started with the Splash Brothers. And it's like, this is the last season at Oracle. And I feel like, you know, that, you know, maybe, you know, Clay feels like a third or fourth wheel. And so does Draymond does, too. So, I mean, you know, it's all great and everything, but this is Steph Curry's house.
Oh, hey, you know what, Suzette?
Wow.
Thanks for the call, and that has been proven. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, I said that yesterday. Steph Curry is infinitely more important to this organization than any other person in the organization, and I have to throw Joe Lacob in there.
All right.
I really do.
And if Katie were to leave, that goes up 20 more volumes.
Curry, we're finding out that Steph Curry's more than just a basketball player in terms of what he means to this organization. Let's go to JR. JR in Oakland.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I believe that somebody in the locker room needs to lose their mind. As far as
throw over the buffet table, kind
of. Somebody needs to throw a chair into the wall,
right?
Flip a desk over and tell them to fix it. The energy is not the same. The ambiance is not the same. KD, Draymond, put them two together in the locker room. Fix it. Do not leave this locker room until it's done. Period.
Thanks, JR. Appreciate the call.
Wow.
Here's what I don't know if a chair needs to be thrown or a buffet table needs to be overturned.